Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, Ellie, my head, so me have to come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le. Hey, 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 yawo mi, every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't follow. You do me, do me, do me, do me, eh, eh. Like say I don't follow. Element, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make us feel you, make you feel me. Why, dance, dance, at the club, hey, hey. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show catch up for me. Yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Voodoo Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in
spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin is the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Friday, May 6th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and always at your leisure and convenience, automatically archived, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from the working temple of the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualists who do obey a life path and journey, passing down the great obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. So do respectfully, humbly join me here live each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time from the beautiful, historic, legendary, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. During my live broadcast, area code 347-215-8967, where you can listen in and call in with your question, comment, or request. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue. And be patient and know that I will address you as time and spirit do allow. Be mindful that my website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of documented revelation and manifestation is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do continue to recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, numerologists, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince scheme groups, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And do continue to show your support for the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber of my website, respectfully, where you will find the powerful voices of Divine Bon Terre, Dr. Joy and Unlimited Joy. See what one Orisha can do, Santeria Priestess, Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen. She is the light, the love, and the solution. You can also hear and enjoy the Goddess Palace, Queen Goddess UK's Universal Opulence, keeping excellent sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways as she airs via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find and experience Amenti Anuket and Temple Radio. Amenti Anuket Astrology is a master astrologer, an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe, and you can enjoy and experience her via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the true terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And you can also find a link back to her website where she offers original handcrafted African jewelry and products. So please do visit the Queen's Chamber where you will find Queen Ifama. Also, support, listen to my very special sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, Oshun priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, goddess, love light, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. Want to live your life fully? Contact goddess, love light, and listen to her in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player, and continue to support and heal and be healed by Master Healer and Teacher Sister Abana Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of this revolutionary 12-step program operating the recovery room. And you can find her in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find angelic soaps, handcrafted real soap from the finest vegetable oil and other high-quality ingredients, fair trade-based oils, butters, organic and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters. She also specializes in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. Do know that she has activated the HDP House of Divine Prince 15 for an automatic 15% reduction of price. So do make mention of the House of the Divine Prince. This offer is valid only for those who support, listen to, and enjoy House of the Divine Prince. And it's also available for an indefinite term. So please do visit Teresa and Angelic Soap via her link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Also show your love, support, and recognition for Queen Elise Akushiwa. Experience Nubian jewels and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle. One centralized location, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find her feature in the Queen's Chamber of my website. I also have coming additions to the Queen's Chamber, Zion Trinity, local community group and organization, Zion Trinity, Spirit, Water, and Blood, songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. Zion Trinity captivates the masses with powerful harmony and original music to feed the soul. Zion Trinity was established by the Creator in 1997 as a prayer group and is known today as New Orleans Female Vocal Sensation. And you can visit them at www.ziontrinityband.com. You can also view and enjoy them on YouTube at www.youtube.com/Zion Trinity. And again, they will be an upcoming addition to the Queen's Chamber of my website, where in coming days you will also find a link for Earth Odyssey, my favored crystal mineral gemstone, precious stone retailer here in the beautiful, legendary, and very much haunted French Quarter section of New Orleans, Louisiana. Joy Guha Sakar at Earth Odyssey, www.earthodysseynola.com. And that link will be coming to the Queen's Chamber of my website in coming days. Also coming to the Queen's Chamber in coming days will be a link back to the Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center, Priestess Miriam Shamani, founder and Queen Mother, located at 828 North Rampart Street. Her website is www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. And also be reminded to continue to show your support and your love for the King's Chamber of my website, the King's Chamber at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find featured virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, the Reverend Majati Baruti, the Roof Garden, Wuja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent. Hosted by Reverend Majati Baruti and Susan Mitchell. There you will also find a longtime friend of mine of many decades, Temple of the Enlightened Mind Spirituality, with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with Big Steve. I've known Big Steve since 1990. I've known Goddess Mother of Orisha since 1986, and many others within this square circle of gods and goddesses. But we aren't brand new, if you will. This is a life vocation for us, as it is for many of you listening now under the sound of my voice as you continue along your spiritual journey, consciousness, and enlightenment. God and goddess manifest here, now, live, 360 degrees in the flesh, at this very time and moment. So indeed, step up, be authentic to who you truly are, and you too can manifest your greatest dreams, your greatest potential. So continue to show your love and your support, for indeed we are humbled and grateful by the continued support that we receive from the various aspects and arms of our squared circle, our greater co-unity, our community. We need, appreciate, and enjoy your contributions to this community by way of Facebook, Twitter, high five, clicking the share this button to access the 335 social networking and blogging sites, by clicking like on Facebook, and we greatly appreciate your efforts, your continued efforts in doing so. Many of you are clicking each episode, and we greatly appreciate that commitment to making sure that we stay present here with you on Blog Talk Radio. You play a key role in how I design and move forward in this show, as well as with spirit. But indeed, I try to meet the need of the people. I support those who support me. We support those who support us. And it is a cyclical process. So indeed, we appreciate those who have clicked follow and continue to click follow on the Blog Talk Radio page, who continue to click like, who tweet the show, who share this show. We greatly appreciate your time and your efforts. And know that we are given some sponsorship and some credit by your investigating, your taking the time to look at the advertisements that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the show page. They don't just benefit Blog Talk Radio. They don't just benefit these corporate interests. They indeed benefit us as a community just by clicking on them and looking at them. So do take the time to do that for me, not only today, but each and every time you visit my Blog Talk Radio profile or show page. Take the time to click on as many of the ads as you can and just look at them and show us that support, that co-unity, if you will. It is greatly appreciated, divine, all blessed. And I want to humbly, respectfully welcome those who are present live in the chat, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Imwalimu speaks, I hope I pronounced her name correctly. Hakima, all of our special guests, Goddess Mother Varisha, divine peace and blessings, and of course those who are present with me now on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. I humbly, respectfully acknowledge your divine being and presence here in this square circle of gods and goddesses. For indeed, you can be anywhere right now. So I appreciate your time, your offering of time and support. And remember to call in at 347-215-8967 and press the number 1 on your telephone keypad if you do have a question, comment, or request. And I will be more than happy to attend to you as time and spirit do allow. I'm going to take just a momentary break. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Azunke parin legbahe, azunke, azunke parin legbahe, parin legba me la zanka se washo, azunke valre le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legbahe,
eh, azunke.
Allah your hand, I shall give thanks indeed, for all is truly a blessing. I also want to give some acknowledgement and reverence to Baba Luther and Bambula 2000 at www.internationalartsfoundation.com. We met on yesterday evening for our Congo Square community meeting at the new Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and Restaurant located at 704 North Rampart Street here in the beautiful, legendary, and historic New Orleans, Louisiana. Our African cuisine. Absolutely wonderful place, brand new establishment. We want to show support to our community who supports us actively. I had an opportunity to meet and greet with Brother Shaka, who is the owner and proprietor of Awa African Cuisine, located at 704 North Rampart Street at the new Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and Restaurant. I am going to upload a photograph and a video of the business, very beautiful museum-like restaurant environment where they are housing right now some very colorful and elaborate Mardi Gras museum quality costumes there within the space. They also have a much larger space that they are now working on and designing upstairs for larger functions, community meetings, gatherings, events of that nature. I had an opportunity to enjoy a wonderful plate of vegetarian yassa on yesterday evening by sitting on the balcony over Rampart and Congo Square right as the sun was beginning to set. It was a powerful, powerful experience. Indeed, we must continue to lend our support, our energies, our efforts at the community level, at the grassroots level. For my regular listeners, you know and understand and hear me speak all the time about demonstration. Indeed, what we truly stand on, what we truly overstand and understand, is manifest in our demonstration, where we spend our time, where we spend our money, where we spend our energy and our attention. Indeed, those who are active in the community don't have a lot of time for foolishness. And we tend to see a lot of foolishness on the Internet. I am one who is a firm believer in unity and co-unity. I am a true believer and experience the reality of our co-unity and working together at the grassroots level each and every day. So I am a believer. I don't believe what we cannot do. I don't accept what we don't have access to. I don't accept any form of present-day oppression short of that which we self-oppress. Beyond that, we must begin to activate and actualize and realize what we say we truly believe. We now are moving into a celebration, if you will, of Mother's Day. And for me, it draws on many emotions, many connections, not only to my own mother, which, again, those of you who are connected with me on Facebook know that I'm very close to my mother. We haven't always had a good relationship. We've grown. We've evolved, as many of you are. So on Mother's Day, and this time around Mother's Day, I often think about those who are not communicating with their mother. I think of those who may not be able to communicate with their mother. Maybe she's passed on. Maybe she's for whatever reason. But it's a time to really reflect and connect, particularly for those who of us who practice animism and traditional African-based practices and religions and belief systems, to really absorb and understand and celebrate the totality of the mother and what she brings to us as individuals, but also to our greater community. There are many rituals and ceremonies in voodoo and hoodoo and Yoruba and the various Pan-African paths which show homage to and elevate the position of mother to deity. Yemaya, Mata, Mami Wata, Ayazan, the wife of Regba, and many other deities that draw on the divine feminine principle, the energy of mother and grandmother and sister and auntie. So as we think about mother and all its multi-dimensional facets and manifestations, let us show reverence to that which is great in all women, particularly those women, our ancestral heritage that has laid down the path in blood, in sweat, in tears. We must show reverence for and acknowledgement for the Great Mother. Indeed, even the mainstream world religions say one must honor the mother and the father, that their days might be long. And indeed, there are many layers to that. I think it's talking about not only our individual mothers, but the position of mother, the archetype, if you will, that is mother in our society. There was a time we didn't curse around women. We didn't smoke around women. There was a certain level of respect that was given, and indeed even more so for the mother. So we who, again, claim consciousness, claim spirituality, must indeed demonstrate that awareness, that understanding in our behavior, in our language, in our ultimate demonstration. We can be aggressive. We can be brutal. And sometimes I think we forget that as we co-mingle and communicate, if you will, via this internet, that we're still talking to mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, branches of an extended, greater extended family. And indeed, if you have consciousness, then there has to be a certain level of demonstration that comes with that consciousness. I strive to project, create, and recreate that which I believe, which I want to see manifest. So I make a concerted effort to show due respect, brethren, sisterin, prophet, prophetess, king and queen, indeed. And it's not always reciprocated, but I think that's beside the point for the elevated consciousness. Now, if you're just beginning, you're struggling along the journey, I don't expect you to get that. But you gods and you goddesses, under the sound of my voice, you have an obligation to leadership. You don't have to be running an organization. You don't have to be running a church, a business, a ministry. But you have an obligation to leadership by way of your ultimate demonstration, how we interact one with another, particularly as it relates to our goddesses, our queens, our mothers. Indeed, if you are a human walking this planet, you have a mother. Your relationship, whatever relative to the circumstance, there was a time when my mother didn't communicate at all. 10 years, my mother didn't know if I was alive or dead. So there some are cringing at the topic of a mother right now. I'm with you. I get that. I understand that. And know that you are processing through your circumstance. But there's a greater understanding. There's a greater awareness that we must give respect to, that we must give honor to. And again, those of you in ATR, Yoruba, Ifa, Santeria, Lakomi, Voodoo, Obeya, you have an obligation to respect the mother, the goddess. And in a broader sense, as we inhabit this Mother Earth, I say mother, father, because it's clear, those of you who understand the science and understand the math, it takes both to produce life in this realm, both mother and both father. I don't set one above the other. I don't set one in a position of authority over the other, nor do I set one god or against a goddess and vice versa. For indeed, they share a equal position of power and responsibility and are due that level of respect. So as we contemplate mother, our mother, societal mothers, how we respond to and communicate with and show reverence to that position in our daily lives, in our daily existence, in our communities, let us also be mindful of the ancestral legacy of mothers, of whom shoulders we all now stand upon. For without these mothers, we indeed would not be present. We indeed would not be here. Good, bad, or indifferent, our mothers have suffered great injustices in this world, in this society, in many societies globally. And it must start with us who claim awareness, us who claim consciousness, to begin to project and recreate that level of awareness and reverence as we move forward. Again, I am humbled, honored, indeed grateful of each and every one of your divine being and presence here with this divine prince and the power lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio. Spiritualist Catherine Imwalimu Hakima, special guest, Goddess Mother Risha, Kalahat, all of our callers on the phone line. I'm truly honored by your divine being and presence. Again, my vibe, listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8969. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will address you as time and spirit do allow. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Thank you. Thank you.
Alafia and Ashe indeed give thanks. I am honored and grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence here with me at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. Kalahat, Goddess, Mother Varisha, all of our special guests, Hakima and Walimu, speak spiritualist Catherine, warm summer wind, we are indeed honored and grateful by your divine being and presence. And those with me on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. And know that we are also aware that there are those listening via the remote archive player, Facebook, my website, MySpace, all the various social networks. We greatly appreciate your continued support and listening to the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. Many voodoo ceremonies indeed conform to two major rites, Rada, which is considered to be retained from the old kingdom of Dahomey, parts of present-day Nigeria, Benin, and Togo, is generally agreed to be most faithful to the Western African tradition. The Petwo rite is a newer development that arose out of the crucible of the New World plantation system and encompasses elements of the Congo culture as well as the practices of many other groups from Central Africa to Angola in the Southwest. The Rada rite in voodoo is considered to be the most elaborate rites and includes the great communal spirits or lawa such as Antuban Lekba, Marasa Doso, Dosa, Dambala, Aida Wedo, Azaka Mede, Ogu Fere, Agwe, Tawawo, Izuli Frida, Daome, Lazarin, and Lablim, and of course Gedi Nimbo. And it is generally assumed by voodoo practitioners and researchers alike that the Rada Lawas are dos, or sweet, if you will. And these Lawa represent fledged Ginen, the flower of Ginen, or true spirits of Africa, and are the first to be saluted at voodoo ceremonies. For the mother, we typically honor Izuli Danto. And Izuli Danto is considered to be a part of the Rada or Petwo Loa, Loa meaning deity for those who are unlearned. It's not as rigid as it appears, though, however. Much of what is described as Rada also carries into Petwo. Yet many voodoo practitioners maintain that the Petwo Lawa are anmi or bitter or hot, if you will, associated with fire. The Petwo spirits are said to be Lawa, Cho, or hot Lawa, engaging in sometimes violent behavior. The Petwo rite includes major Lawa, such as Met Kalfo, the counterpart to Papalepa, Simbi, Andezo, Izuli Danto, which we see as the Great Mother. She will often be depicted as a black mother and child, and Bawan Samdi. And these are some of the best known, most popular of the Petwo. Some of the lower said to exist Andezo or in two cosmic substances and are served in both Rada and Petwo rituals. The Lawa are the intermediaries between humans and the realm of spirit. And among the most important belonging to the Rada are Antuban Lekba, Marasa Doso, Dosa, Dambala Aida Wedo, Azaka Mede, Izuli, Frida Daome, Agwa Tawayo, Lazarin, and Lablam, and many others that I mentioned earlier. But today we want to focus on the Great Mother, known in voodoo in Haiti as well as New Orleans as Izuli Danto. And she is often described as a fiercely strong representation of the Great Mother, if you will, almost always shown as dark as possible, as black as possible, representing not only her great strength and her heritage and legacy through her DNA, but also her great power and strength as a woman, as a archetype, if you will. Again, she is considered to be petrol, to be hot, but traditionally we don't separate the Izzy. When you marry one, when you receive one, you receive them all, because Mashe Asan, they're considered to walk together. So we receive Izzy Frida, Izzy Dantor, and Izzy El Wuj. The petrol divinity, Izzy Dantor, is a hardworking and fiercely protective mother. Her child is said to be a daughter, Anif. She is represented typically by a chromolithograph of the black Madonna and child. Dantor is associated with the indigenous black pigs of Haiti and with tough country ways. She is said to raise pigs in her rural realm, and thus her favorite food is fried pork. So you will often see in these ceremonies, and often in the ancestral and Egun ceremonies, if you understand Yoruba and Ifa, they will often serve the ancestors pork. So there's a connection there for some reason, which may not be entirely clear to me right now, between the usage of pork and these deities, because I know I have some vegans out there listening to me right now who are trying to make sense of that. Her favorite scent is often considered Florida water. Florida water is a very commonly used item now in hoodoo. You can often find Florida water at many of the botanicas and spiritual shops, indeed even here on Broad at F&F. But I'm finding you can even find Florida water now in Walgreens, particularly here in the Deep South. And it's not a cheap product. It's typically around $5 a bottle. And ritually in hoodoo, Florida water is seen as a sort of a 911 emergency cleanse, if you will. You have someone who comes into your business, into your home, and starts an argument, or is aggressive, or it's loud, you often see them uncap Florida water, just as we toss salt. Someone you don't want to return to your place, you toss salt behind them as they leave. Well, the Florida water is often used in a very similar way. So we often invoke Mother, the Great Mother, Izzy Dantor, in general cleansing. We invoke her in cleansings and purification of the home. She indeed is the leader of the home between these three deities. Frida is considered to be younger, cultish, if you will, flirty, which suggests she may not always be responsible as Dantor. Izzy El Wuj, Izzy of the Red Eye, is considered to be the hottest of the three, the most aggressive, retributive, if you will. She is the mother who defends her child at all costs. She is the mother who puts her life on the line in the face of any form of danger that may harm her household. So Dantor, ritually, is often seen as the more mothering image of the three hoodoo, voodoo forms of Izzy Dantor. Her counterparts in Yoruba would be a combination, if you will, of Oshun, Yemaya, and Oya. Oshun would correlate and correspond with Izzy Frida. Yemaya would probably be the closest representation to Izzy Dantor, and Izzy El Wuj, or the Red Eye, would be aligned with Oya, if you will. So we, again, always have had some ritual, ceremonial, religious representation and recognition of the power of the Great Mother. Indeed, my mother birthed the universe. My mother birthed all that we know and have come to understand as reality. My mother birthed many nations. My mother gave birth to the sun, to the moon, to the stars, and all astrological bodies. She gave birth to Islam and Christianity, the Jew, the Naturu, the New Wapu. She gave birth to Mayad and Ifa, Shango, Elisa, Santeria, Lakomi, Hoodoo, Voodoo, and Alvea. She gave birth to the mother of many nations within the sacred womb of the motherland, giving rise to all of the world's cultures, religions, and ethnicities. My mother, brilliantly black, gave birth to the fertile soil of life that continue to produce and reproduce humanity. My mother birthed science, math, astrology. She birthed, she did, economy, astronomy, numerology. Indeed, the mothers were the first business persons, the first marketeers, the first retailers, if you will, of our world, of our so-called civilized society. My mother birthed many nations and vocations and still loves and loves and loves, and indeed we love her. So as we move forward in honoring and celebrating our mother's relatives, let us also acknowledge and recognize the absolute mother, the great mother. I will be forward momentarily with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive here for the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Iya mi abaraga da o na re iseni lowo. Maya ni male ye Adendere o ni lo yuye maya adendere abo Emi soro tele bio kan y ya emi adendere fue fueye Adendere ayaba Achamadima o chamadima ruma y barafumo loyu Igo taraguana ye un elete abo acuco a yanquan Devoro los dumares, quema ya agua al agua, 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 y le hielo no, y le hielo no ni vos, bobo un agua, ni aboyo y maya o.
Alafia and Ashe, give thanks indeed, for all is truly a blessing. Spiritual Catherine, I alluded to it earlier, but I'll be more specific. Spiritual Catherine is a member of our square circle of gods and goddesses, a prophetess in her own right. She can be found featured on Keen. She is also featured in many of my virtual temple groups to be found on the first page of my website. Her question or statement was that there were seven women in her dream, and they were dressed in like holy clothing and were saying that I was a part of them. And she was wondering if there was any real time meaning to that. And indeed, there is. Typically, when people enter HCR and are formally initiated, you receive a father and a mother spiritually, deity, I mean, specifically, typically. And some will have one, and many will have both, particularly those who follow a more orthodox, if you will, path. What makes the divine prince different, unusual, and even to some degree controversial is laced or laden, if you will, in the statement I gave earlier about the Israelites. And as far as my resume of deities, for lack of better words, I received Israelites first, as a crown, as a head. And you cannot receive Nizali without marrying the group, the three of them. So indeed, I already have three spiritual wives and knew and was divine very early in my life that I would never have a physical, a earthly wife or children. And indeed, many who don't even practice the religion, I don't care what I look like, because to me, I couldn't pass for a woman on any day of the week. But you'd be surprised the number of people that hit me up on Facebook, queen, sister, empress. I don't care how much hair I have on my face. I don't care what I look like. I used to think that it was a ignorance about African culture in general. And I went through a time of showing and displaying what African men in various ethnic groups and traditions look like with their earplugs, with their hair designs, with their dress, with the style of clothing. But then I came to understand that it wasn't that. I went through a period where I shaved all my hair off, where I changed my outward appearance, and people still saw the presence of these deities, of these goddesses, if you will. So the dream's not unusual. It's right in line with my experience, and I've been blessed to have been given access, if you will, into certain realms because of that, where normally just for the fact of being a male, I would have been excluded. Many of my initiations, many of my ceremonies, which I don't talk a whole lot about in great detail for many reasons. One of those reasons is growing up in the church. You know, who's your pastor in them? What church you come from? And often that colors people's perception of you, people's understanding of you. And I'd much rather people saw spirits, who my various godmothers are, who my various godfathers are, earthly. To a degree becomes mute if people are focused in on them and not focused in on my ministry, what I'm teaching, what I'm demonstrating. So I tend to pull back from that. And it happens in all religious paths. It happens in all communities. You know, what college did you go to? Who's your sorority? What's your fraternity? All these different things that supposedly, names, titles, that supposedly suggest a certain state of consciousness. And then when we have that real-time authentic experience, and then we say, oh, wait a minute, I thought you were this, or I thought you were that or the other. Many of us are tricked off the path because of that, through various leaders, various practices, various schools of thought, and we tend to get kind of locked in. But you're clearly operating in a realm of spirit, that there's some validity to the symbolism and what went on in that dream and what I do here every day. I operate with masculine deities. I operate with my male, my fathers, my ancestry, indeed. But again, my specific initiation process has been greatly dominated by female deities. And those who understand the culture, if you've ever been to Haiti, if you've ever been to Togo, to Benin, or even seen pictures or video or experienced that culture, I'm not unusual. So I'm still often surprised, and I shouldn't be, particularly when our American-born brothers and sisters run up against that issue, because we've been falsely, erroneously indoctrinated, miseducated about what masculinity is, about what femininity is, about what male and female is, and many of the tenets that our major society, our, you know, the masses hold to are falsely erected symbols by a culture, an oppressive culture that has sort of wanted to use and manipulate us to some degree. So what I do takes a lot of courage. Being who I am takes a lot of courage. Just walking the street, just going out into society and having people respond to me either based on their level of awareness, their level of knowledge, what they've seen before, what they've been exposed to before, and what they understand. Indeed, there is no shame, no dishonor in the goddess. So I'm always humble. I'm always honored, to some degree even appreciative, even when I get the misunderstanding. And again, like I said, it happens every day on Facebook, every day on Facebook. And I've had some brothers, after I correct them and say, no, I'm a brother, you know, look closely, you know, and I don't look very different than many other African brothers of various ethnicities. Some are humbled and respectful, and others are block me and I don't hear from them again, as if I set out to deceive them in some way, when in actuality you deceived yourself by your one-sided, two-dimensional exploration of reality. And indeed, I often say that there's so much more going on than what we ever see on the surface. It's all an illusion. It's all a test. We've got to look deeper. We've got to feel deeper. And you can apply that to whatever you want, your relationship, your marriage, your career, your business, your education, your present block. You've got to start looking deeper. And looking deeper will set you aside, will set you out, will set you out as being different. And that's why many people resist looking deeper. Many of you right now, at the sound of my voice, are woke, wide awake, conscious, and you beg to go back. You beg not to understand. You ask God to take away your awareness because you think it will be easier. But the reality is, once you step into light, you can't not go back into darkness. Once you become educated, you can never again be ignorant of that topic, of that issue, of that thing, of that power. So there's a conscious effort at work to confuse us and to delude us and to get us arguing over stuff that's really irrelevant to the major issues, to the major projections, if you will, to the major implants that are being performed, that are being placed right now in this world, in this culture, to sort of slow our ascendance to God and Goddess consciousness, to freedom, to evolution, to liberation, to empowerment, My purpose is to empower, period. My platform is spirituality and religion, but my purpose is to empower and to assist people into gaining what I stand on, results. I specialize in results. Spirituality and religion, spiritual knowledge, power, all of that is irrelevant, save for its efficacy and its ability to manifest results here and now in this divine moment in time and space. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your path is, what your spirituality is. If it's not working, you need to adjust something. You need to relook at something. You need to go within and regain your sense of reality, of awareness. Consciousness and the opening of consciousness should propel you forward, and ultimately it manifests in your manifestation, your realization, your demonstration. It's a hard block for some of us, a hard lesson for some of us. Yes, we fight against flesh and blood, principalities, spiritual powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Absolutely. We fight against the oppressor, we fight against the devil, if you will. But our biggest battle is with the self. Our biggest battle is in our ability to see clearly that we are God and Goddess right now manifest in this present state, in this present time space. With all the good, with all the bad, with all the ugly, we have to transcend what we don't want and build upon and feed that which we do want. There's a spiritual law there. There's a spiritual trick there. And if you can be kept from truly manifesting who you are right here and right now, everything else becomes easy for the oppressor to manifest, for the oppressor to continue to oppress upon us. So at some point, we have to, as we always have, regain our own sense of control over our reality. That's why we have maroons. That's why that culture, those who were going to be free at any cost, no matter what was going on with the oppressor, they just were going to be. That doesn't mean that those who surrendered or those who gave in didn't stop fighting. There are some historians among us who know and teach that we fought from day one to the bitter end and continue to fight. So stop buying into the illusion of what we can't, what we aren't, what we won't do, what we refuse to do. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it because it's not a part of my reality. Not part of what I see every day, right here and right now. I'm not talking about faith. I'm not talking about the future. I'm talking about right now. It's not what I'm seeing manifest among those who truly step up authentically, purely, into their rightful place as God and Goddess, as Queen and King, Prophet and Prophetess. Be true to that name. Be true to what you are claiming. Is just as strong, if not stronger and more powerful than a prayer, because you're going to speak that probably more than you spend in prayer time. So these names that we're taking on, these concepts that we're taking on, these paths that we're taking on, be true, be authentic. I'm not here to choose that for you. I've said that many times. I'm not here to influence that in any way, but I am here to assist you in stepping up authentically and manifesting results. I'm not a strong arm sales person. I don't believe in it. It's not effective. It never has been. What I do in my house is my house, but I don't think I have a right to inflict that on the next person, to enforce that on the next person, even for your own good. But having said that, this ministry continues to grow based on my number one principle. I specialize in results. People continue to support, continue to participate, continue to be a part of, because something is working for them. If you're not getting that, if you're not seeing that, I invite you, contact me. Try it. Become a part of the experience. We're not just here because we don't have anything else better to do. I understand. Many days I could be doing a lot of other things. I have so much on my plate, and I'm also a diabetic, so I could be doing so many other things. I'm not always, no matter how positive I sound, no matter how motivated I sound, I'm not always motivated when I pick up the mic at 12 noon. It's indeed under the power, the authority, the manifestation of spirit and my ancestors and what they are pushing me to do. And right before the show, often, always I pray, but often I pray, look, I'm not for this today. I'm not up to this today. You're going to have to speak because I can't do it. And I invite you to borrow that. Whatever your situation is, whoever you see as your higher power, your higher creator, invoke them, test them. Sometimes we have to, I need to find a better word than test, but sometimes we have to test spirit. And those of you who understand Igbo and how that works know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we placate the deity. We give Oshun honey and oil and wine and perfumes and gold. But sometimes you have to sort of taunt, if you will, some of these deities. You know, and all world religions say and do the same thing. The Bible says, test God, try me, taste me, see if I'm good. So I'm not saying anything that's evolutionary and revolutionary. This is just a spiritual fact. And if you're not getting the manifestation, the reality that you want, that you expect, that you wish, I got to check with. Check your language. I'm not talking about what comes out your mouth. I'm talking about what you think, what you feel, what you say internally about your present situation, whatever that thing is. Check your language. Then, number two, check your language. That outward expression of language, what you say, what you repeat, because often they don't line up. Trust me, often they don't line up. Good morning, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. It was a lie. We all know it. It's not 100%. People really don't, you know. So, again, we have to check that language. That's one and two. The third thing is, who are you accessing? Who are you calling upon spiritually? Who are you in co-unity with spiritually to bring about that which you seek to manifest? So I call on the divine creators. I call on my ancestral guides. I call on my spirit guides. And if you're doing those things, I can guarantee you, as I guarantee from my website, each and every day, results. There's no other way I could guarantee that. I am not a magician. I am not able to produce beyond that which the divine creators give me access to do. So this ain't about me at all, but it's ultimately about coming together to produce divine manifestation here and now, right now, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, Add the L-Y to the end of it. Whatever you need, whatever you think ain't in balance. And it requires an effort from both myself, yourself, but also all the spirit forces that are moving around us, within us, each and every moment of every day. We don't operate in just a physical reality. We also operate in a spiritual reality. And many of us are ill-prepared to navigate earth law. So spirit law is something completely out of the box for some people. I understand that. I get that. I also understand that that's by design. The powers that be have disconnected us from spirit in the realm of spirit and the realm of control in that realm. Not because it doesn't exist, but because they don't want you there. They want you to be weak. They want you to be without skill. They want you to be without resource in battle. So indeed, gods and goddesses, queens and kings, prophet and prophetess, and all those powerful beings listening right now to the sound of my voice, I implore you, I invite you to stand up and be true and authentic to that name, to that consciousness, to that which you stand on and seek to stand on, that there's no fault in not being clear. Understand me. There's no fault in not being clear on what the next move should be. But be clear right now. Reinforce that which you are clear about. I personally, the Divine Prince, am clear about spirit, the Divine Creators, and the power of the continued living manifestation of spirit and the ancestors. It's not faith. It's not belief without actual experience. Repeated experience. I learned to trust by making a few mistakes along the way. A few times of saying, you know what, I knew better. A few times of saying, you know what, something told me. A few times of getting into a jam and having that deja vu helped me to learn to listen. And to trust spirit. So now, each and every day, I pray that divine spirit brings me into union with you, with myself, with all of creation. For indeed, we are one body, one spirit. Remove the obstacles that keep me from the experience of your divine presence, my divine presence. Allow me to clearly perceive your light, your voice, your vibration, your guidance. Walk with me into my mysteries. Replace my fear with faith, knowing, and understanding. Give me the capacity to abide the mysteries put along my life's path. I give up the need to know why things happen as they do. I surrender my will to a higher divine will. Let me feel that divine presence as much in change and transformation and the positive as in peace, tranquility, happiness, and the challenges. Show me the purposes for which I have been born. Align my energy to my divine purpose. I accept the tasks that emerge. I accept the challenges that develop the real me. And I ask that the divine creators every day would speed my personal evolution. Show me things energetically rather than have me always to live them out in physical earth plane law. Let me learn to see hear, to comprehend, to digest before I manifest by doing. Take away my distractions, false voices, my illusions, my misconceptions. Remove all my blocks. Even me. Even me. I won't allow even myself to be a deterrent to my ultimate manifestation of God consciousness here and now in this divine moment in time space. Show me my shadow self, what I'm here to learn in becoming a balanced and conscious being. Help me to develop honor, creativity, integrity, commitment, compassion, harmony, and mercy, but most importantly, endurance. I call my divine spirit back into our present time, space, dimension. I unplug my energy from the people, places, and things into whom which I have invested needlessly. I will no longer finance the past or past negative, unhelpful, unhealthy memories with my time, energy, or my emotion. And I ask that these divine creators will help me to remember that all people are in my life according to a divine and perfect plan, and they are helping me fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. Your mother, your father, your siblings, your family, past, present, and future. For indeed, I believe and understand and have been taught that we chose our experience long before we manifest in physical incarnate law. So indeed, all things operate for our good if we would just surrender to our good. Some of you are resisting your own good. So I ask that Spirit would help me to remember that all people are in my life according to a divine and perfect plan, particularly when I am challenged, and they are helping me fulfill my sacred contract as I am helping them to fulfill theirs. I bless, forgive, release those whom I perceive as having harmed me, and I ask forgiveness and release of those who I have harmed in any way. I'm thankful for my life and just the package that it has come, just as it is unfolding, just as it is materializing. And I thank you for the many teachers, guides, gods and goddesses, inspiring people in this squared circle. And may there be divine harmony, wisdom, and understanding among us all. The divine creators and their emissaries are my help in every time, space, and need. They fulfill my every hunger, feed my every need. They walk with me and beside me, divine guides along my way through every moment, every event, every emotion of every day. I am now wise. I am true, patient, kind, and loving too, and all these things I am, can do, and be through the divine creators who empower and enliven me. Their truth, it is in me. I need only still my mind and my ego and listen to the real me, the real I, the God I. They are my help. I cannot be sick. They are my strength, unfailing, and I cannot be bound. By all my knowing, I know no fear, no misunderstanding. Divine truth is life and love, spirit and unity. Co-create with me and it shall be. Remember who you are, God, goddess. You are powerful, loving, and loved, created, creator, child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love manifest. You are divine math and science manifest. You are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright and true, and no mistakes can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, of your might, of your magnificence, your wisdom, your divinity. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change your life so that it is more aligned with the divine vibration and light, you indeed inspire others to so align. So be powerful, be magnificent, be true, be authentic. You never know who is watching you and when. Be true to who you are. Mirror and reflect back unto us that divine light and spark of your most true and perfected self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality. Just for a moment, remember with me. Just for a moment, one day at a time. Remember with me your most perfect life, body, and consciousness. And remember, you have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the environment, the clarity you need, seek, and desire to grow, to evolve, and to move forward. Just start now. Just start now. I am because my creators are. All powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time space. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are. Without beginning or ending, I am eternal, all powerful. I'm free to experience life in any way that I choose, and my life is not bound by time, space, or place. And like the universe itself, I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified whole. I'm free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. And my life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I think that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me as I release my grip on life, my illusionary stranglehold on life. Because it's not real anyway. You're not controlling other folk anyway. You're not controlling a lot of this stuff that you think is happening and around you and within you anyway. So we must be calm in the knowledge that all of our needs are divinely taken care of and be open to life's experience. As the moments of our life come and go, we are at peace. We do not judge these moments. We welcome them. We observe them. We accept them all, squared circle of gods and goddesses. And when problems arise, we do not resist. We observe, calm, open, mind and spirit, but we know that problems will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And in the quiet spaces between my thoughts and my ego, they speak and administer to me, and all things become clear, my life transforming in magical and unexpected ways. Obstacles at once seem insurmountable and impassable, down seem smaller, clearer, and significant. And I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity, tranquility, and knowing, my path becoming clearer and clearer, light, quartz, crystal, clear, refined, and focused. And every day in every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious as I trust in a natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place, or what you think, feel, say, do, or believe, like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like the divine creators. I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Ishu alekwana kosi weri. Awu onlo utoni ibo. Ada afando osi. Obatalami itani ibo. Oniyo abanishu. Ishu is a respected elder who flaws, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one verse in Mysteries uses truth to own you. He calls scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warning is the one who is Ishu. Aboru aboye aboshishe ashe. May our Igbo reach Oru. May our Igbos be accepted. May our Igbos allow what we desire to come to pass. And so we say, Ashe. I shall be forward momentarily. Area code 918, I will take your call in just a moment. All is indeed a blessing.
Kata ulo aki mache wa welo.
Yo, Maru, Montiago.
Tanya and Ashe, giving reverence to the Great Mother. The initiate receives Yemaya's mysteries during the Asanto inside a white taurine with blue design. And among the emblems inside the taurine are a small siren or a mermaid symbolizing her supernatural beauty, a sun symbolizing the Orisha's powers, a full moon symbolizing her feminine qualities, a half moon symbolizing her joy and her wisdom, a pair of oars symbolizing the good and the evil that human beings do, a rudder symbolizing her ability to steer humanity on the right course, and a snake symbolizing her wisdom and her sacred sexuality, Yemaya. All these emblems are made of lead, which is the only metal that is not corroded by seawater, and we serve Yemaya with seawater. Also among the secrets of the taurine are 7 smooth black stones, 18 cowrie shells, for which the Orisha speaks to us. Yemaya is the greatest deity of the Yoruba pantheon because she is the mother of all that exists and of the other Orisha. Even Obatala, as the father, must respect Yemaya because she is not the only deity of the oceans, but also the origin of Earth and all of nature. She is the mother of Earth, Agenyu, of the forest, Ogun, of the flora, Osun, of the fauna, Ochosi of the rivers, and Oshun. Being water, she gives birth to fire, Shango. That is why the Santeros call her Iya Mu'aye, mother of the world. As the ocean, she is also the giver of the kauri shells, which are the voices of all the Orisha, including Obatala. There are innumerable legends around the bounties and powerful Orisha known as Yemaya, the Great Mother. And we give her reverence today as we move forward. I have about 6 minutes. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Area code 918. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. Divine peace and blessings. This is Spiritualist Catherine, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Peace and blessings.
Yes. Hello.
Go ahead. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I actually did want to make a comment, and it's to talk about those that are doing light work that maybe younger than us or maybe just beginning into what they do or following their path. I wanted to touch up on different social networks that, you know, people may be getting into. And when you're meeting people on these different social networks, just to be aware of the oppressor or people that come to you in love and light, and they really don't mean love and light towards you. You know, just to, you know, let those know that you know that you're definitely going to have these type of people coming to you, and not to let these people steer you from your path. You know, your walk, you know, with the Creator or whatever it is that you do, because you're going to have that. And I just wanted to elaborate on that a little bit. And also, Divine Prince, if maybe you have anything that you wanted to share, you know, with those that are, you know, younger than us or just beginning on this path about this type of thing.
Well, I say it all the time. Know that if you are... And I'm thankful for your question. Know that if you're truly on a path of spirituality, there will be opposition. And I think there's some root understanding there that's missing, particularly right now in quote-unquote modern time, because we've sort of eliminated God and the devil and all the emissaries that act in between, along this theater, if you will, of life. And I say it all the time. We're being challenged by people, but we're also being challenged by Jen. And it's important to be able to discern, to discern spirit and be able to distinguish what you're truly battling. If there's truly a battle at all, more often it's an illusion. My sister Wapani would even say, check ego. Where we are in our ego plays a great role in what we see as suffering, what we see as a challenge, what we see as pain. And me and Amiki have talked about this several times, as well as Sister Abena. People are sick. And if we say we're spiritual, we're consciousness, and all the things that come under those umbrellas, then we have to understand that people are going to operate from a place of sickness most of the time. Now, those of us who consider ourselves healers, consider ourselves practitioners, and who consider ourselves spiritualists, and this is not a judgment, but when you get to that place and you're accepting and you're walking in authentically those titles, then I believe that there's certain dramas that we should be above. It just is. It doesn't mean it's fair, but it just is. And we have to take a higher road. We just have to. We don't have a choice if we're being authentic to spirit. I don't have a whole lot of time, but quickly, there's a brother. I see you with the brother. Supposed to be spiritual, supposed to be a prophet, and I seen him have a full meltdown on Facebook the other day. Profanity, negative energy, revengeful energy. And to me, this belies what he said he was. If I were to break down to that level, I would truly not be divine, would not be able to live up. So we must be true, we must be authentic all the time and know that you will be challenged for doing so. The challenge will always be present. Your ability to deal with it will grow. Your ability to overcome it will grow. Your ability to use it to fuel your work will grow. But it can become a personal thing. And by all means, don't allow it to bring you out of your place of spiritual reality into that carnal realm for which that spirit, that energy exists. I got like 20 seconds. I might even get cut off. But I appreciate every one of your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Psychos, and Voodoo Central. Please continue to support my groups by going to my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. and mycampage.com/the Divine Prince. I'll see you on Facebook. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free to live with love. Shield on my right hand, my umbrella watch over. she's on my right hand.
I love you. Shalom.